The Guardian.
UNESCO and its advisors in the UK, an organisation called ICOMOS, have actually got pretty detailed concerns which differ for each of the sites. But in summary, you could say that they are that the UK is too keen to press ahead with big prestige developments and economic development at the expense of its heritage, and that the balance between preserving the UK's heritage and pressing ahead with major prestige tower blocks like the Shard of Glass in London or a big project in Edinburgh called the Colton Gate, it's gone in the wrong direction, that basically we aren't sensitive enough to the need to preserve our World Heritage sites.
I mean, on this list of sites that it thinks that we're not looking after properly, are they range from Stonehenge to the Tower of London. I mean, to think that we're not protecting these national treasures is deeply shaming, isn't it?
Well, for a lot of people, it will be. I mean, you know, there is, of course, an argument from a lot of architects and developers, and indeed the city councils involved here, that we really do have to keep up with 21st century developments. We need modern developments. We need new tower blocks. We need new places for people to live. But some of these criticisms for UNESCO are problematic for the UK. I mean, take Stonehenge, for instance. When Stonehenge was listed in 1986, UNESCO was given assurances by the British government of the day that we would actually protect the site by moving the A344 and building a new visitor centre away from the site. Now, 22 years later, nothing has been done. And as UNESCO points out with some irritation and anger, it feels that it's been let down very badly, and the British government constantly moves the goalposts on this. However, the funny thing is, of course, with these sorts of things is that these are quite detailed arguments, and even some conservationists recognise that the British government does have a problem with Stonehenge, for instance, because the costs of burying the A344 in this big tunnel are, I believe, in the order of £1 billion, and even conservationists at Save Britain's Heritage think that maybe UNESCO may be misunderstanding the expense involved.
Is there anything that UNESCO can do to make Britain take better care of its heritage?
Well, yes, it can embarrass the UK, and it's proposing to do so. I mean, we already know that the visits that UNESCO inspectors will be making to the cities of Edinburgh and Bath in the next couple of months are embarrassing the local city authorities. There's no doubt about that. But the threat also of putting, say, the Tower of London on the list of World Heritage Sites in danger next year is undoubtedly causing the UK government and planners in London some anxiety. We know from the Department for Culture, Media and Sport that they fought very, very hard to try and dilute UNESCO's concerns when UNESCO's World Heritage Committee met in Quebec in July. They managed to persuade the UNESCO World Heritage Committee to block a threat to put the Palace of Westminster, which includes, you know, the Houses of Commons, Lords, the Westminster Abbey and St Margaret's Church, on this list of World Heritage Sites in danger next year. So they have had some success. And also, DCMS is, for England, introducing a new piece of legislation which the government insists will give all English World Heritage Sites a new level of protection under the Heritage Protection Bill, automatically making every area that has a World Heritage Site a conservation area. Now, the government insists this will be a major step towards ensuring that new planning proposals are properly evaluated and aren't introduced too hastily and aren't going to damage the sites in question. The similar sorts of measures aren't being considered in Scotland. The authorities in Scotland believe that the Scottish system is effective enough, although I have to say some architects would probably disagree.
For more discussion and analysis, download Guardian Daily. That's The Guardian's news podcast, available first thing in the morning, Monday to Friday.
For more great downloads, go to guardian.co.uk/audio.